Ian Dale on LBC.
Well, it's 4 minutes past seven here on the LBC News Hour. Let's start off with our top story of the day. In fact, there are three stories emanating out of Washington, so there's only one man you want to talk to at a time like this, and it is LBC's Simon Marks. Simon, very good evening.
Good evening to
now,
you, Ian.
Let's start off with the fact that the US military have apparently turned down a request from the White House to build migrant detention centres for the Mexican caravan people. Now, that's quite incendiary on the day before the midterms.
It is incendiary. This is an exclusive story as reported by the Reuters news agency, and it goes to the heart of an issue that has come to dominate America's midterm election campaign, this fanciful claim by President Trump that the United States is about to be invaded by this caravan that is slowly, very slowly, making its way towards the U.S. border with Mexico. It's made up of immigrants from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala who say they want to make a new life in the United States. They won't get that opportunity for at least another month, because that is how slowly the caravan is heading towards the U.S.-Mexico border. But nonetheless, President Trump absolutely doubling down on this issue. Take a listen to the new advertisement that the Republicans have just released.
The 7,000 migrant caravan crossing Mexico, marching toward our border. America cannot allow this invasion. The migrant caravan must be stopped. President Trump and his allies will protect our border and keep our families safe. America's future depends on you. Stop the caravan. Vote Republican.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Scary stuff, isn't it? And if that wasn't enough, take a listen to the personal message that President Trump directed at members of that caravan during a rally over the last few hours.
So turn back now, because you're not coming into the United States unless you go through the process. Turn back.
Of course, they're not coming into the United States because they're nowhere near the U.S. border with Mexico. And this report that the military refused requests from the White House to build detention centers for these immigrants further underscores the fact that General Jim Mattis, the defense secretary, is worried about the fact that he is being played politically by President Trump, although he has agreed to deploy 7,000 U.S. forces down along the U.S. border with Mexico again, even though the members of that caravan are weeks away from being in any position to try and enter US territory in.
Do you think this is going to have an effect on the voting in the midterms? Because in a way you could argue this is manna from heaven for Donald Trump, because he can say, well, I'm trying to stop these people, but of course we've got the US military trying to thwart me.
Well, look, let's be clear about this. President Trump has made this his signature issue in the dying days of this midterm election campaign, and he could have picked all sorts of other issues. He could have pointed to remarkably strong jobs numbers that came out at the back end of last week. He could be campaigning on the economy. Instead, he is campaigning on this issue of being tough on immigration, even though he's created this dog whistle in American electoral politics. He clearly believes that this is a wedge issue that is going to encourage his core supporters to get out and back him at the polls. They will view this news that the military may have resisted requests by the White House as further evidence that there's a deep state out there trying to undermine President Trump and stop him from delivering on the promises that he made back in 2016. The most interesting political observation here, though, Ian, is that, as you know, it's always been considered the truth that American elections are won in the center, not at the polls of American politics. Donald Trump is a polarizing force on the political stage. He is tearing up that rule from the rule book of American electoral politics and saying, no, I'm going to win by energizing my supporters and getting them out to the polls. I'm not going to worry about the floating voters in the middle. We'll see what happens in the next 36 hours.
Well, in the next 30 seconds, I want your prediction of what's going to happen tomorrow, because the Democrats need 23 seats to retake the House. Is that likely?
The polls suggest that it is, but honestly, this is not a cop-out. You can't make a prediction because there are so many imponderables.
That really is a cop-out.
We don't know about external voter interference. We're seeing in Georgia tens of thousands of African-American voters who have been disenfranchised. Their names have suddenly disappeared from the voter rolls. Here in Washington, D.C., it's emerged that in Washington, in Virginia, and in Maryland, the voting machines haven't passed security. security checks. They haven't been certified by the electoral authorities. So I am going to cop out, but I'm going to cop out on the basis that there are too many imponderables to know where this is heading.
Well, that's our US cop-out editor, Simon Marks, there. Thank you very much, Simon, but I'm sure we'll be talking to you again tomorrow.